I like the number 17, Alan. 17 championships for the Los Angeles Lakers. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all our guests, including Caron Butler, who's going to join us in about 15 minutes, will appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Just a great night last night in Orlando, which followed a pretty good day in Washington. Aaron Donald, 4 sacks yesterday, and for the first time in my life ever watching professional football.
Yeah.
I'd never experienced this until yesterday. I was worried about the safety of one of the players on the field. I know it's violent and dangerous and at any play something.
No,
but
I get it. The storyline behind Alex
I
Smith.
I was
too.
Worried about Alex Smith because mm-hmm. Aaron Donald was on the loose and he was having his way with guys. I'm like, this is a bad mix. A guy that just got back after an injury that nearly literally killed him and one of the great pass rushers of all time having a great day. I was worried.
You know, it's there are not too many players. This is the highest. The competition doesn't get any higher than the National Football League for football.
Mm-hmm.
And how Aaron Donald is so much better than his peers and his competition. There are a couple plays, Travis, during the finals where LeBron would get to the basket. Jimmy Butler is – what body fat does Jimmy Butler have? Jimmy Butler is a negative six.
Yeah.
He's a dude that obviously looks like he's in incredible shape. Bam Adebayo is a big boy. I mean, this is a guy that, again – there are times where LeBron just gets a little running of a start and these guys end up 15 feet away from the basket. And I just mentioned that because how are they in the same league? How is Aaron Donald in the same league as these NFL players?
They make other pros look like regular
children.
Dudes. Regular dudes. I mean, we talked with Billy Mack about this earlier. LeBron James just driving to the bucket 15 years ago. It's like, okay, he's just at the peak of his physical abilities.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just that much bigger, stronger, faster than still is.
How about in 2020?
He still is. He's still absolutely doing it like that. All right, we want to celebrate with you. 877-710.
Come on, Laker fans. Come on, Laker fans.
ESPN. It is a Lakers Championship Monday. Let's start in Apple Valley this time and Larry in Apple Valley. Larry, you're on with Travis and Sliwa. What's up?
Guys are like kissing your sister. We got to concentrate now on watching the Celtics in our rear view mirror. And then 18, 19, 20, who knows? It's going to be dynasty number 2.
Larry, what do you think about next year? Just looking at this team, and I know there's going to be some players that obviously come back, some of these vets, but how do you like their chances next season?
I think Rob Pelinka will concentrate on getting a shooter like Bradley Beal from Washington, and that'll make the inside even more dangerous for victims of the Lakers.
Look, I
thank you
hope
for calling
so, Larry.
Thank you.
Bradley Beal makes like $40 million.
I love the names they get thrown out. There's zero chat.
Yeah.
There's zero conversation about the actual contract.
Yeah, but the NBA does have a salary cap. And to get a player like Bradley Beal, you're going to have to give up a lot to get somebody that good. The Lakers already gave up just about everything they had to get Anthony Davis.
I'll do a post-game. Somebody would be like, what do you think of Donovan Mitchell? I'm like, what do I think about Donovan Mitchell?
Why not Kevin Durant?
But I get
it. Is Giannis available?
I get it when somebody says they need a shooter. Bradley Beal's an elite all-star player. You know what I mean? But there is something to that. I mean, you know, one of the frustrations with Laker fans on Danny Green this season was he wasn't as consistent as you thought he was going to be. KCP was actually more consistent than Danny Green, I thought, throughout the season. So, but a shooter is definitely – if the Lakers had a consistent shooter where you just can't really help off of them,
yeah,
I mean, that is something that does also allow LeBron James and Anthony Davis to do so much more.
You know, I think I said this to you the very first day we did one of these post-final shows. I think it was after they advanced to the finals the first time we did it. KCP, and I need everybody to listen because this is not – KCP is not a great player, but he has a trait that all great players have. He is fearless, man.
Fearless.
He is absolutely – even if he's having a night where he's not shooting the ball well. He's not Klay Thompson, okay? He's not going to have a night where if he makes half his shots, that just feels like, yeah, it was okay.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
He's a guy that can go 0-for-9, and then he's a guy that can go 6-for-8 the next night. That's just how he goes about it. That guy lets it go with more confidence every single time. He's not a great player, but damn if he's not a valuable one to have on your team.
Yeah.
Because LeBron's going to pass him the ball, Rondo's going to pass him the ball, and he's going to take that shot. And I'll do it again because why would today be any different than any other day? Paul George doesn't look like that when he lets it go in big moments.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. There's a reason he hit the side of the backboard.
By the way, a lot of NBA players.
Yes.
You know, it's not just – It's not just Paul George. There are a lot of players that they don't want that moment. They just don't.
The other guys haven't called them playoff Travis and
I don't even know the whole story. Did he call himself playoff P?
He did. And then he tried to roll it back, and Carmelo Anthony said, "You can't take it back now." So, yeah.
I mean, that has gained so much steam and momentum as his performances in the playoffs have declined, it's become even a bigger name for him.
Yeah,
don't call yourself playoff P.
It was a great night last night. Let's go to Compton this time and Taekwon in Compton. Taekwon, you are on with Travis and Sliwa. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Sweet Tea? I just wanted to get a woo-woo for old time's sake because we won this championship.
I got you. Woo-woo! How about that?
Good thing. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And another thing I wanted to say is I find it ironic how Rondo helped the Celtics get their 17th, and he comes over here to L.A. and help us get our 17th. Not too many people are talking about that enough. I just want to give him his props on that. AD and LeBron as well. Go Lakers.
I appreciate you calling.
Thanks,
in.
Taekwon.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about that championship he won in Boston, I just don't think it meant anything. I don't think it meant anything to him. But the one yesterday, I felt like was very important to Rajon Rondo. That's just my hunch.
He was a guy when the Lakers signed him. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I went, eh. I mean, he has moments, and there are moments where he's really good with Anthony Davis in New Orleans, but it always felt like there was a lot going on around him, mm-hmm. and maybe that was just my perception of it. He's another one, just terribly, terribly valuable. You look at a stat sheet, it's not going to jump out at you every single night. Sometimes it might, but the dude just gives you good minutes night after night after night. And what he did, more than anything else, in those 6 or 8 minutes that LeBron is not on the court in any given game, you're good.
Travis, I don't want to, and I think a lot of Laker fans understand this, I don't want this to be underestimated. That was big time. I mean, Rajon Rondo was big time for the Lakers in the playoffs, in the postseason. How about just yesterday? He started the game 6-for-6. Some of the moves he was making, I'm like, what? How old is Rajon Rondo? He looks a lot younger than I ever saw. But when he came into the postseason for the Lakers, he came in against the Houston Rockets. I really, truly believe the Lakers, it was a completely different dynamic when he came back from that injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought was, we cannot underestimate Rajon Rondo's value in this playoff run, in this championship run. Rondo was huge. And you know, as
tough.
Absolutely tough. And that's not even us even knowing what he was doing in the background,
no.
What he was doing inside of the locker room. And he just brought an element to the Lakers that not only was he successful for the Lakers on the court, but I'm sure off the court he was huge as well.
No one's doing anything they're not supposed to do with Rajon Rondo on the court. Whether it's a Laker player or an opposition player, nobody's messing with that guy. All right, you need the best coverage in not just football, but your wireless network too. Straight Talk Wireless gives you the same networks as big carriers for up to half the cost, $45 a month for 25 gigs of high-speed data than 2G. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Caron Butler is going to join us next on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Never been so happy to say the number 17 in my life, Alan. That's how many championships the Lakers have after they took care of business last night. Joining us right now is Caron Butler, who, of course, is part of that Laker broadcast team. You see him on Spectrum. Caron, good to talk to you. How you been?
I'm doing great, man. Feeling like you said, number 17 is a great feeling.
It's an embarrassment of riches, isn't it? 17 NBA championships for one organization.
I mean, last night we just couldn't stop celebrating. I mean, big game, James Worthy, Big Shot Rob, Geeter, Alley, the crew, you know, smoking Cohibas in the studio.
That's a good celebration right there.
It was feeling like no other.
Caron, hey, I want to just get your thoughts on the evolution of LeBron James. You know, you got a chance, obviously, to play against LeBron. And I just want to give me how you think his game and what he's done for the game of basketball, how he's kind of evolutionized in his own way, right? The way LeBron is doing it, you can't really look at any other player. He's doing it his own way, his own style. As he's progressed in his career and now won a championship with the Los Angeles Lakers, How would you just, you know, how do you view him when you watch him on a night-in, night-out basis, and what do you think he still has left?
I just say excellence. You know, clear case of when God made him, he threw away the mold. He is his own thing, so to speak. He represents greatness in all capacities when you think about just performance-wise, bringing it night in and night out. When you think about everything that he stands for, you know, his commitment to excellence away from the game as well. You know, all the stuff that he's doing away from the game and empowering people and, you know, making sure that he's standing on the right side of justice, using his platform and his influence to drive change and move the needle in that space. But longevity is, you know, what I'm just in awe of. You know, I was sitting back and thinking about year 17 for him and, you know, thinking about a lot of other players that came in that draft class and how he's still excelling and performing and still haven't peaked out. It's been remarkable and a testament to just how consistent he's been, you know, with his craft and truly committed to being the best version of himself and not comparing himself to anyone else, but just saying that I'm just going to continue to go out there and be the best version of LeBron James that I possibly can be, and he's doing that still in year 17.
We're on a Lakers Championship Monday here on 710 ESPN with Travis and Sliwa. And Karan, it's interesting because you kind of touched on it right there, but just the expectations that come along with being LeBron James. We knew that, okay, an MVP, he's the first guy ever to do that on three different teams, his fourth NBA championship, his fourth MVP of the finals, and that's just kind of what he does. You know, he had a triple-double last night in a closeout game in the NBA Finals. It's like, yeah, LeBron was pretty good. The bar that he has set from himself is like no one else I've ever seen. Have you ever seen anybody that is able to deal with the level of expectation that he does every single night and consistently meet that expectation?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because in game five, I felt like he came out and played a near-perfect game. You know, the only thing that we talked about during the course of this playoff run is possibly the turnovers, but that come with being a ball dominant guy, and rightfully so, because he has to burden so much and he makes so many of the decisions. He is the system, so he got the assist down and played a near perfect game. The only thing is that Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and Robinson and all those guys was engaged and played this great basketball, and turnovers and things like that got him. But in game six specifically, we always was talking about, can Jimmy Butler do what he did the game before? Because we know that LeBron James can. And that just goes back to his excellence. Year 17, highly, you know, with all the expectations, you know, from when he came into the game, people, you know, being the chosen one and having that narrative carry with him and having all those expectations. Not only has, you know, he answered the bell on those expectations, he's exceeded all of them. And now we're like really all witnesses. As he once said, you know, many years ago, we're really watching greatness. And I love the fact that you're not comparing, right? We're not doing that on this show. We're just saying, you know what, we need to appreciate what we're witnessing from one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player ever to play the game of basketball.
Karan Butler joining Travis Rogers and Alan Sliwa here on 710 ESPN. Karan, listen, I know the talent of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. It's very simple. I mean, you could look at these two guys and say, I mean, this player is one of the greatest to ever do it. Anthony Davis, top five in the NBA, top three in the NBA, wherever you want to put it. But why are these two, why were they so effective together this year? Because sometimes it's not just the talent that mixes and matches together. But why do you say that LeBron James and Anthony Davis were a perfect pairing? And did you think once these two got together, there's no stopping them?
Well, you got to give a ton of credit to Anthony Davis and the coaching staff and obviously the team, the chemistry. That's something that you can't manufacture. It happens organically, and it just was a perfect match, and the thing happened on the fly. When you saw the talent of Anthony Davis playing with the New Orleans Pelicans, you know, we've seen a lot of guys put up astronomical numbers with organizations because they're the only featured guy. Mm-hmm. But the big tail of the tape was going to be, what can he do on the big stage? And, you know, Anthony Davis answered the bell. You know, we felt like he could have easily you know, as well in his own right, been Finals MVP with the production that he was putting out on the defensive end of the floor, his efficiency offensively, and just how he dominated all his matchups. So fast forward to, you know, your question, I think that they wanted to play with each other. They wanted this thing to be successful. They wanted to coexist. And I think ultimately they put egos and all those things aside, which LeBron touched on in this postgame, and just said, look, all we're trying to do is win. I'm trying to make sure he's the best possible version of him. He's challenging me night in and night out to stay at the pedigree and what I've, you know, obtained and being the best version of myself. And it worked out perfectly. But huge credit to, you know, Coach Vogel, Jason Kidd, Phil Handley, all those individuals on the sideline. They don't get enough credit about just standing those guys' ear and challenging them night in and night out, staying true to the mission.
Caron Butler joining us here on a Lakers Championship Monday. And with that in mind, the tandem of AD and LeBron James, this is the first year they've ever played together for a full season, and they just won a championship. Could they be better together next year? I mean, just those little subtleties, those nuances that you pick up with playing with somebody over time, could it be even better?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always little tweaks that you got to add, you know, to the equation, because now people, the whole basketball world stopped and everybody was watching, you know, the Lakers play and how they won in great fashion. So now the bullseye is going to be on their back. I think AD stated that in the postgame after winning the championship last night. And now people are going to do everything in their means to slow them down. But the development of KCP, answering the bell, being that consistent third option, Rondo, proven champion, Kyle Kuzma, all those guys stepping up, Danny Green, you know, you're probably going to have to get additional piece at some point just to add on to that mix. But who knows? I mean, with the dominance of those two guys, I mean, 85% of your wins come with, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron James scoring 68-plus points. So I like those odds. And I think that whenever when the game is on the line and you got to put the ball in someone's hand to make the right basketball decision, LeBron James is that. Anthony Davis is going to be better. So the sky's looking up, you know, for the Los Angeles Lakers going forward.
Caron, final one for you. And again, we appreciate you joining us here on 710 ESPN. The front office, obviously, is a big part to do with the Lakers' success. How confident are you that Jeannie Buss, Rob Pelinka, throw Lakers head coach Frank Vogel in the mix there, that they will find pieces that maybe weren't there this season to improve the team? And we know the West and even the Eastern Conference will be more competitive next year. How confident do you feel in this front office that they'll put this team in a position again to try and repeat this thing?
Well, you think about Jeannie Buss and you think about Rob Pelinka and, you know, everyone involved with shaping the way this organization is going to move going forward. I have all the confidence in them because they continue to do it. They develop a cycle and a recipe of success. Just like I had confidence in the association for creating a bubble that zero test positive COVID tests and having a safe environment for, you know, eventually allowing family members and to come and watch this special event, live entertainment, NBA Finals, and leaving out safely everyone. It's a pedigree. It's a championship pedigree that exists in the purple and gold, and it starts with the Buss family and right on down. And they hold everyone accountable. And it's been, you know, since 2010 that you had to go through this process to get back here. But now you have the best player on the planet in LeBron James. You have a young superstar in Anthony Davis. You have talented pieces around them. And then you still, you know, have room for flexibility. So we're in a great position. Going forward, I think that the Lakers is going to be a force to be reckoned with for years to come.
That is Caron Butler. You see him on Spectrum Sportsnet, of course, former NBA player. Caron, appreciate it a great deal. Thanks so much.
Thanks, sir.
No problem, brothers.
You got it. All right, congratulations to the Lakers from Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and for coupons. It's just not just Anthony Davis's first championship, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the Lakers. You know what I mean? It's like being in Major League Baseball and playing for the Dodgers or the Yankees. It's like being in the NHL and being on the Montreal Canadiens. There's just certain teams, the Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. There's just a few of these teams in every different sport. Anthony Davis comes over, bam, one for one. Just extraordinary.
I got an LBJ question for you when we come back. I'm curious to get your thoughts on something. Let's do it when we come back. And if you guys want to call in, 877-710-ESPN.
All right, that is coming up next on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all of our guests have appeared via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We also got hit up on our Dr. Pepper Twitter feed as well. This is from 805 Junior. He says, last night for LA was huge. Props to Buss for keeping the organization together, and now she has her first championship as an owner. Yeah, I mean, she's been through a lot too. I mean, think about everything that happened with Magic Johnson. Think about the death of Kobe Bryant, the death of her own father not that long ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of a sudden, she's the one in charge. Now everybody's turning and looking at her and saying, okay, what are you going to do about this? Well, they just went and won a championship.
Well, and this is the one thing that I think, you know, stands out from a lot of organizations and just businesses. A lot of people, Travis, they try to talk their way through things, right? They try to, well, you know what, this is what we're going to do, and it didn't work this year. A lot of people do that. It's not uncommon to try and talk your way through something. Or you could just say nothing or say very little and say, whatever we end up with, the product on the court, that's how you're going to judge us anyways. So why does it matter if I say a thing? And that's how I think the approach that her and Rob Pelinka had, at least over the last year, they've pretty much decided, I have nothing to say. There's nothing to say. Either we deliver or we don't, and they delivered.
You have to have a ton of confidence that it's going to work, though.
Yeah.
Right? You can think it's going to work. You can say, because what you just said is just empirically true, that regardless of what anybody says, we're going to judge you by the result. If you win, you did a great job. If you didn't, you blew it. That's just sports. That's kind of what makes it fun a lot. And it's easy to understand that and not say anything in retrospect. But in the moment, whenever we're saying, what the is going on around here? Who's in charge of this? This is a disaster. It's really hard not to want to get in and say, let me explain to you what the plan is. This is what's going on. This is the way I see it. This is how this is going to go. To trust that it's going to turn out and just sit and go, you'll see. That takes an incredible amount of confidence.
And well, listen, you know, there's no guarantees that it's going to work, right? So they have their game plan. What do they say? Game plan. You know, until you get punched in the face,
everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the
exactly.
face. Mike Tyson.
So just kind of playing off of that, and Lakers obviously did take their hits during the season, and this was just part of the process, and this happens with every professional team. The Clippers thought they were going to win a championship this year. The Bucks thought they were going to win an NBA championship this year. Toronto thought they had an opportunity.
I think the Rockets start every year thinking this is our year.
Right? So I think that, you know, obviously there's a lot of franchises out there that thought this was going to be their year, but those two, you know, obviously delivered for the Lakers. But this is a question I got for you, Trav, because this was – I brought this up a lot to Michael Thompson, and I had the opportunity to, you know, talk to a bunch of different people during the pregame show and everything else. I'd always ask him the question – does your view on LeBron James change whether he wins a championship this season or he doesn't? Here's somebody that's already been so accomplished. Let's say the Lakers didn't win a championship and LeBron James still had 3 championships, made it to 9 out of 10 finals. Would your view have changed if he did win it or if he didn't? For me, I'll just say this. I will look at LeBron James differently now than I ever did. And it's not that I didn't have the ultimate respect for LeBron James, but I think what he accomplished with the Lakers this season and then ended up with a championship with 3 separate franchises, yes, that conversation for me on LBJ is a lot different than it probably would have been a year ago.
All right, so there's a couple of different layers here. Number one, my feelings on LeBron changed when he went back to Cleveland. And let me explain this. I think that LeBron James had a ceiling at that point that was one thing and a floor that was another. Right now, his floor is built. We're not going down. I don't care if he goes to the next 5 finals and loses them all.
Well, let's
we're
say
not going down.
Let me ask this then. let's say the Lakers did not win the championship this season.
Doesn't change a thing for me.
I think it would have affected me on how I looked at him.
I think you can only go up. The ceiling can keep getting higher. I don't think the floor can go anywhere. When he went back to Cleveland, Allen, and went to four finals in a row, that team was terrible. Terrible. Not just, you know, Kyrie, they're getting a little better. They had the number one pick
ownership
in the draft.
Ownership was awful. I mean, everything.
They had the number one pick in the draft with Wiggins the year before he got there, not because they were really good and on the rise, because they were terrible.
Didn't they take Anthony Bennett or somebody?
They had him, Anthony Bennett. He's out of league by now.
Right.
So he goes back, and what do? They in four seasons, they go to the championship four times. They beat a 73-win team, the most wins ever, against a team that was in the midst of winning three championships in 4 years.
That's right.
They're down 3-1, and he beat. At that point, we're done. There's no backing up anymore. What else do you – the series that they won, the block on Iguodala, he led the finals in everything. Take your pick. What do you want? Points? Got it. Rebounds? Got it. Assists? Got it. Blocks? Got it. Steals? Got it.
And the only reason why he didn't win any more in Cleveland was because Kevin Durant, the second best player in the world, decided to join the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I don't think that LeBron can back up. And I know that there's still, and I agree with you, I think it's a very small minority. I think they make a lot of noise about, oh, he's not a true. I just don't think there's a ton of those people out there. I mean, we haven't heard any of them today. 877-710-ESPN. I don't think at this point, with three championships until last night, now four, 10 finals appearances, three MVPs on three different teams, and oh, by the way, he has a fourth because he got two with Miami.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's no.
So did he go up? Did he go up?
Yeah.
That's what I guess at the end of the day, I don't look at a lot of people that I talked to said, no, he's already established. No matter what happens here, he is what he is. I disagree with that. I think adding a fourth NBA championship to a franchise that hasn't won one in 10 years, that hasn't been to the playoffs in 6 years, doing it with this Los Angeles Lakers team, and you could throw in the number 17 this season, the bubble, all that stuff. I look at LeBron today differently than I did a year ago, and I say that because I think what he accomplished with the Los Angeles Lakers is an incredible feat.
Yes. I mean, there's not much to add to that beyond he's one of the greatest players of all time. If you like Michael Jordan better, okay, that's fine. It's not crazy. If you think that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has put together a better resume, okay, it's not crazy. But neither is LeBron James. And if you're still arguing that it's wrong, you are doing it wrong. You need the best coverage in not just football, but you need it in your wireless network too. Straight Talk Wireless gives you the same networks as big carriers for up to half the cost, $45 a month for 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Let's try Irvine this time. And Ron, you are on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710. What's going on?
Yeah, how you doing?
Great.
All right. I'm originally from Boston, and two things. I had the opportunity to watch Michael Jordan put up 63 in the Garden in 86. Mm. And so what I'm trying to say is this. I can assure you that now that the Lakers have tied the Celtics, Danny's sitting around pulling his hair out. But with regards to LeBron James, I'm going to tell you this. It's been unfortunate that people have always calculated his failures as opposed to his successes. Because if you look at Magic, the amount of times Magic Johnson has gone to the finals,
right.
Magic Johnson's gone to the finals like eight times.
Nine times, five and four. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Thank you. Same thing with Kareem. But they always talk about Magic Johnson's successes, Kareem's successes, and even Bird successes, and I'm a Celtics person, and LeBron's got more rings and finals than Bird. So all I'm saying is hopefully the mantra is going to change, and people are going to look and go, wait a minute. Let's give them the respect that we give the Magic,
yes.
Kareem,
yes.
And Bird. And at the same time, stop comparing him to Michael, because Michael is on a different planet altogether. And I would have to say this. They both have their own unique playing abilities. Obviously, LeBron is obviously a lot bigger. I don't think that would have been a challenge if Michael were playing against him. LeBron could play in any era, period.
And so could Michael.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, thank you for calling.
Ron, you're right about all of those things. he brings
I
up
hate
a really
that comparison,
point.
By the way. I hate the
eras.
No, just the LeBron MJ. They're just that it's, comparison
it's
of those
comp.
Two players is an awful comp. We've talked about this before. It's Magic LeBron.
Yeah.
It's Kobe Jordan.
Yes.
Those were the two stylistic. You want to compare players, compare them that way.
It's like comparing Allen Iverson to Kareem.
It's like comparing a quarterback and a wide receiver. Yeah. You know, like they're different. They're just completely different.
Yeah, no question about it. I really like what he said. I'd never heard it quite put like that, and I'm racking my brain to see if I can come up with anybody else. LeBron James is the only one that we'd like to list all the things he didn't do, and there's not many of them, by the way. We don't talk about Tiger. Tiger Woods has, 15 majors now. We don't talk about the ones he didn't get.
True.
You don't talk about the ones that he missed the cut in. You don't talk about
Jerry West, we hear about the losses because there were so many final losses.
And they were all to the Celtics, or most of them to the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that – but LeBron is – but what about him? He was in the finals. He's been to the finals more than Michael Jordan. By the way, took a step closer to all your guy, right? Yeah, I know he's 6-0. Yeah, okay. But 6-4 mm-hmm. or 6-5 or 6-6 or whatever LeBron ends up with, 6-6 is better than 6-0.
You can actually say that there's only one time, I think, in LeBron's career where he got to the finals and he should have won. When he played the Spurs early on, the first time he ever made the finals, no chance. The Miami-Dallas...
That's a weird one.
Was the one where you're like, and remember, he still hadn't won a championship then.
Right.
Then beat the Spurs. Then the Spurs came back and beat them. And I'm sorry, that San Antonio Spurs was good as, you know, anybody. After that, what he accomplished in Cleveland, I don't know if he was expected. I know he wasn't expected to beat the Warriors when Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love was out.
Any of those four.
And KD comes back. How the hell are you going to beat the Golden State Warriors? So. Yeah, I don't think that record is fair enough to kind of judge LeBron.
We judge him differently than anybody else, and it's terribly unfair. All right, we're going to finish up with your phone calls coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. We're doing a Lakers Championship Monday here on 710 ESPN.
Feels amazing. You know, I came here for a reason. I came here to put this franchise back in a position where they're accustomed to being, you know, and for me to wear the purple and gold, it was an honor from the first day I stepped at the practice facility, from the first preseason game that I remember we played Denver, all the way to this moment. You know, so many legends just came through this franchise on the court and off the court, and for us to be able to put ourselves in a class with those people, those legends, it means so much. It's just an honor, man. It's an honor for me to go out there and prepare and train and prep myself for a process, and when it comes together and you fulfill it, it's an unbelievable moment.
That, of course, is none other than LeBron James after winning championship number 17 for the Lakers, championship number 4 for LeBron James, the fourth time he's been the finals MVP, the third different team that he's done it, just an amazing resume for him.
260-plus playoff games.
It's 3 seasons.
I mean, just unbelievable.
That's 3 seasons.
Enough of this 17 years in. He's 20 years in.
Basketball, absolutely. All right, congratulations to the Lakers from Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons. And tonight on Monday Night Football on ESPN, it's the Chargers at the Saints, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Quoting, home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at Progressive.com. Here's what's going on, Alan. Lakers won a championship last night. Rams are 4-1. They're one of the best teams in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald had a 4-sack game yesterday.
Doing exactly what you said. Take advantage of the schedule early on.
Absolutely.
You've got to win these games because that back half schedule is going
to
be tough.
San Francisco losing to Miami yesterday is really interesting, too, mm-hmm. because now the Rams have a chance to put some real distance between themselves and everybody else in that division that isn't the Seattle Seahawks. You've got this Monday Night Football game that we just talked about. You've got the Dodgers game one of the National League Championship Series going on tonight.
Two baseball games today.
Two baseball mm-hmm. games. And by the way, go Tampa. Anybody but Hughes. As much as I'd like to
see. I was going to say, so you don't think Dodger fans want to?
No, because okay. the further they go in the playoffs, the more they're going to believe that they're not filthy, rotten, despicable, disgusting cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
And they are that thing. They will always be that thing. And the more that they go through it, the less
they'll say, well, we told you.
Right, right. Yeah. It's just baseball, man. We got here. You know, no. You cheated. You cheat. Those guys absolutely drive me crazy. All right, let's try another one here. Luke in LA. Luke, you are on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, so I'm not talking about you two, but I'm tired of all these talking heads saying that LeBron and the Lakers got lucky because they didn't have to play the Bucks and they didn't have to play the Clippers, you know, and that the Heat had injuries. And I got two main reasons. So first of all, the NBA playoffs is not March Madness. The Nuggets beat the Clippers in 7 games. Heat beat the Bucks in 7 games. How many games do we need in a playoff series for people to agree that the team that wins is the better team? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that the Lakers deserve tremendous credit for staying healthy. A lot of people who've never played sports, they don't realize this, but it's not just luck to avoid injuries. It takes a tremendous amount of discipline, hard work, and skill, things that normal people just don't appreciate. So when I hear people say this argument that Lakers got lucky, I can't take it seriously. And I just assume they're either not thinking or they've never played sports themselves.
Luke, I need you to do me a favor, all right? So here we are, almost 1 o'clock. Lakers just got championship number 17. Do me a favor. Pop open a beer today, kick back, relax, and do not pay attention to any of that chatter because it's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. We appreciate you calling. But, Trav, I'm going to go back to this because we had this conversation a week ago. Who cares what anybody thinks? The Los Angeles Lakers can't help the Clippers get to the Western Conference Finals. They can't assist the Milwaukee Bucks to get to the NBA Finals. So who gives a you-know-what? Because at the end of the day, Lakers can only play who's in front of them. And if anybody does not like how the Lakers won their NBA championship, keep bitching and moaning as much as you want. The Lakers got number 17. Who cares?
Yes, period. You're right. But I'm kind of with Luke in the sense that it aggravates me. Because, and not that I believe their criticism is accurate, it bothers me on an intellectual level. It's so stupid. That's what bothers me about it. The Lakers didn't get an easy one because the Bucks weren't there. The Bucks got beat. It's not the Lakers' problem.
By Miami.
Giannis is right on that edge of, hey, what's up with you, dude?
Mm-hmm.
We're real close to that because he hasn't gotten close to playing one of them. That's not the Lakers' fault. The Clippers are their own thing. The Clippers clippered again. They've been around 50 years, Alan. They've never gotten out of that second round. That's not the Lakers' fault. That's a Clipper problem.
Look, I like when people bring that stuff up. When they bring it, that's when I just want to sit back and say, give me more. Yeah, tell me more about it. Yeah. At some point, number 17 is going to go up at Staples Center. Okay, quick shout-out to the Wallace Firm. Personal injury law firm all season long on 710 ESPN. They are serious trial lawyers who get serious results. Brad Wallace and his team of attorneys over at the Wallace Firm. Let them help you get the W. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com.
What do you think they're going to do when they get back to L.A.? They've been in a bubble for months.
According to Dudley, right about now they're going to be arriving.
Yeah, they're getting in just any minute now. They've been sequestered for what I'm sure feels like forever.
Yeah.
Right? You just won a championship, so do you want to just go be with your family and your friends and just kind of enjoy each other all over again? Or are you looking to go tear it up because you won a championship, only you can't really tear it up because we're still in the middle of this pandemic? There isn't a parade. Like, what do you do after you win a championship, but you can't go do anything?
They got practice today at 2 o'clock.
Well, you hear the Laker fans say it. That's what they – well, you know, what are we going to do about Boogie Cousins? What are we going to do? Dude, take it easy.
They're all going straight to El Segundo to the training facility. Trav, I'll tell you this, man. Man, what a great sacrifice by all these players, by the – you know, obviously for them and the coaching staff. I hope they get a chance over the next couple of weeks, maybe month. They just get to kick back, sit back, relax, enjoy their family, appreciate Los Angeles, appreciate wherever they're, you know, going. I know Dwight Howard's going to go to a different part of the country. Everybody lives in different places. I just want them to get a chance to finally enjoy what they accomplished.
You know, I almost got through it.
What happened?
Dwight's three at the end of the game.
What was that?
It was like all of this goodwill of Dwight doing exactly what everybody wanted him to do, staying on point, playing great defense, working hard, not doing all the Dwight antics that defined Dwight's career right up until this LA run. And then he uncorks that three at the end.
I wasn't even watching at that point. I was kind of getting ready for the postgame. I just heard Ireland say, and Dwight for three. I'm like looking over at Sue. What? What do you mean Dwight for three? Is he coming off a screen?
It was just perfectly Dwight Howard. And, you know, You can't change who you are, I guess, at the most basic level. All right, Mason and Ireland are coming up next. Make sure that you stick around for that. Make sure that you call them and celebrate with those guys as well. It is a Lakers championship celebration Monday right here on 710 ESPN.